Fewer teens are smoking and drinking alcohol. That's one of the bright spots from a recent survey of youth in Washington state. But the results also show that a large number of them are struggling with mental health issues. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
According to the survey, about 8% of 8th and 10th graders attempted suicide in the past year. More than 1 in 4 teens said they felt so sad or hopeless for 2 weeks in a row that they stopped doing their usual activities. These numbers haven't budged for several years. Washington Secretary of Health Mary Selecki says many of the state's prevention programs have seen deep cuts because of the economy.
School systems have gotten pressured for prevention programs the same kind of way. So really, as our economy comes back, I sure hope that we can invest back into these prevention programs that really are important.
Every 2 years, the state surveys teens in more than 1,000 public schools across Washington. It gives policymakers a snapshot of what's going on with kids, things like their physical activity, nutrition, smoking, alcohol use. The information guides them and lawmakers on what health issues to work on and fund. But Selecki says the whole community also has a responsibility to be part of the prevention effort. For example, everyone can learn the warning signs of depression before symptoms turn into a crisis.
The thing about that is you've got to have, whether it's coaches, parents, teachers, friends, they have to recognize something a little bit deeper is going on. And it's important to approach the young person and just, you know, let them know you care and have them try to open up to you. So we've got some work to do in that area for sure.
The survey is a joint effort of 5 state agencies, including the Liquor Control Board and the Department of Social and Health Services. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.